President Obama has long promised to close Guantanamo, where 241 suspected terrorists are held, by January 2010. Senator Kit Bond of the central state of Missouri says the president has no plan for where to send the detainees when the facility is closed.
While President Obama has no plan for what to do with these killers, he has pledged to close the terrorist detention facility in January to fulfill a campaign promise. This is a dangerous case of putting symbolism over security.
In the weekly Republican message, Bond says the American people have a right to know where the detainees are going. Attorney General Eric Holder told lawmakers Thursday that terrorists will not be released into the United States and the safety of Americans will not be put at risk. The nation's top law enforcement official said the Obama administration is reviewing each detainee's case and has not decided where to send them. Senator Bond says Americans also do not want alleged terrorists released to return to the battlefield.
And we know that terrorists detained at Guantanamo and released have gone back to the fight. The Pentagon has confirmed that at least 18 detainees who were released have gone back to the fight, and 43 more are suspected of doing the same.
While Republicans are talking about national security, President Obama is discussing the U.S. economy. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama is calling on Congress to pass reforms in the credit card industry by the end of the month.
Americans know that they have a responsibility to live within their means and pay what they owe. But they also have a right not to get ripped off by the sudden rate hikes, unfair penalties, and hidden fees that have become all too common in our credit card industry.
The president plans to talk about credit card reform on Thursday when he hosts a question and answer forum in the southwestern city of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
We need a durable and successful flow of credit in our economy, but we can't tolerate profits that depend on misleading working families. Those days are over.
Mr. Obama says he sees signs that the U.S. economic picture is beginning to brighten. The president points to stabilizing consumer spending and home sales, declining unemployment claims, and an eroding number of job losses. However, he acknowledges that the unemployment rate is the highest it's been in 25 years, and he says it will take time for the economy to turn around. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.